The general's killing unleashed calls for vengeance in both Iraq and Iran and reinforced solidarity among hardliners and moderates in Iran against the United States. After the vote in Iraq calling on the government to expel American troops, Iranian officials reacted with congratulatory messages. Hessamedin Ashina, a top advisor to President Hassan Rouhani, wrote on Twitter, "Expanding friendship with our neighbors and domestic unity are the best gifts for protecting our national security." In Iraq, the attack was seen as a violation of the nation's sovereignty. On Sunday, Iraq's foreign ministry said it had summoned the American ambassador in Baghdad. In Iran, it was viewed as tantamount to an act of war. Hossein Degan, a military advisor to Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, told CNN that Iran's response would include an attack on U.S. military targets. As the Middle East braced for Iranian retaliation, which analysts said was all but inevitable, and American officials said they expected within weeks, Tehran and Washington ratcheted up the rhetoric. Members of Iran's parliament chanted "Death to America" en masse in the chamber on Sunday in protest over General Soleimani's killing, television footage showed. The chants came as Mr. Trump fired off a series of Twitter reposts to the growing anger, saying that the United States had already chosen 52 targets inside of Iran. Iran summoned the Swiss envoy representing American interests in Tehran on Sunday to protest Mr. Trump's threat that Washington would target Iranian sites. And Mr. Trump's tweet became a rallying cry among Iranians, many of whom shared it widely on social media with the message, "Attend the funeral for our cultural heritage." Iran's Information and Telecommunications Minister, Mohammad Javad Azari Jahromi, denounced Mr. Trump as a terrorist in a suit. "Like ISIS, like Hitler, like Genghis," Mr. Jahromi said on Twitter. "They all hate cultures. Trump is a terrorist in a suit. He will learn history very soon that nobody can defeat the great Iranian nation and culture."